to Aaron Purcell, what would be your best?
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel, an armchair ride for lane, won it by one length.
Nick Ryan at Moe. He's got three going round. Now, race three, number eight, Sunshine. Now, Optima is at race six, number seven. And race seven, number seven, Roppongi. Reese McLeod on board. Which way are we going to lean today?
Just have the place multi.
Oh, place multi. I love it.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Copper Clip wins by a length on Sunshine, but Optimizer kicked in and shot away. Sole Obsession going on to score. A length and a half to Roppongi.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
I actually couldn't update it from yesterday. It was emotional times. I could not update that promo because
I'm waiting
John
to hear my dulcet tone.
John spent 4 hours,
Johnny,
putting together
all the, that rubbish from other days gets superseded by me.
Three-way place multi, Nick
this
Ryan.
Is all about me. That
Hall
was
of
like
fame. Hall of Fame
was
stuff.
10 years ago.
It was Wednesday.
No. I got Phil Stokes to give up information he didn't want to give up, and we got the winner.
I just, you know what, I felt sorry for John, who spent 4 hours on that promo, and we wouldn't have played it otherwise, so I had to get that in.
Next week's has to be all about me.
No, it will be. It will
Luke
be.
Luke Nolan's only ride last night, I watched it. It I cheered be. It. It was very
I
good.
Know. I got the text message straight after. It was
yeah, you were
nice on a
playing your CDs
Thursday
and
night.
Didn't respond.
No, I didn't, actually. Marty Simon joins us on the line from the Valley. Big night tonight, of course. A lot of people off the SMS already heading to the Valley tonight, so it's going to be nice to see a nice crowd there as well. Marty, good morning to you.
Morning, gents. How are you?
We're going well. What have we come up today at the Valley for the first kicking off at about 6:30 tonight?
Yeah, track's currently a good four with the going sticker 9.1. I did put 5 mil irrigation on last night, which is a total of 59 for the week, and the rail's staying in the true.
Fantastic. Thanks, Marty. Enjoy tonight. Have you got a tip for us in the Australia Stakes?
I think my tip, Danny O'Brien's in the first. I think he's had a couple gallop around, so the boys are pretty confident they'll also run well tonight, so that'll do us.
Coin collector, there we go, in the first tonight. Danny O'Brien, race one, number four. Good luck, Marty.
Thanks, guys.
Marty Simon there from the Valley. Now to check in at Mornington, where the first kicks off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Hopefully not too hot today, not like Monday. Jeez,
no,
it's
no,
going to be an absolute scorcher.
Yeah, no, today's okay.
Michael Suey joins us, the track manager at Mornington. Michael, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How have we come up at Mornington today?
Yeah, track's currently good four, and the going six is 9.4.
Fantastic. And the rail position as well?
8 metres, last meeting on the 10th of January out at 6, so come out the 2 and give us an even cover of grass.
What's the weather expected to do today? Will it improve the track with some dry conditions?
Yeah, top of 23 degrees, light winds up and up to 15 kilometres an hour, so track has got good moisture levels in it, so if an upgrade does come, might be later throughout the day.
What about that 23 degrees down at Mornington? Oh, where would beautiful. You rather be on a Friday afternoon? Good luck, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
There we go, the track conditions at Mornington and the Valley, and we're going to try and get you a couple of winners. Over to you, Scotty.
Yeah, I've got Matt Jenkins on the line, David Brodie Oak's assistant trainer. Morning, Matt.
Morning, how are you?
You're playing at home. Race four, number five, Delkoff is a three-year-old gelding resume. He's had one start and went all right back in July.
Yeah, it doesn't go too bad. He's going to be much better for further. Prefer to just watch him today and sort of get back from the wide draw, find his feet and finish off, but as I said, it'd be better for the run and much better over further.
Then over in the last, you've got number 11, Jacoby Queen. You've put the blinkers back on. Three-year-old filly has been running around in town, but hasn't been going too well. How do you assess today?
Yeah, big drop back in grade today, obviously. Probably been riding her the wrong way. Sort of been trying to teach her to settle and sort of doing more harm than good. So we'll try something different today, put the blinkers back on and be positive from the gate. Expected to really turn her form around today.
And then you're in the truck on your way to the Valley. You've got a busy day, and you've got Jamie Carr riding Twister Fury, race five, number 10. You put the winkers on. It's going to start nearly favourite. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, look, she was okay last start. Sort of was only slow to begin in behind. I think she's a much better filly in front, sort of rolling along. Just in two minds whether to pull her out tonight and run her tomorrow. She's drawn an awkward gate tonight, which is obviously not ideal at the Valley. A lot of speed inside of her. So just going to monitor those scratchings over the next half an hour. And if she comes out tonight, she'll run tomorrow at Yarra Valley, where she'll be terribly hard to beat.
All righty. Oh, a nice little tip there. But for today at Mornington, should we be looking at Jacoby Queen with my $5? It's Friday. I put back more on Friday.
Jeez.
If your $5 isn't going to knock off my price, happy for you to step in, definitely.
Good man, Matt. You're talking my language.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Matt Jenkins there, David Broddock's assistant trainer.
I'm getting to my phone now. Jacoby Queen, race 8, number 11.
Yes, at Mornington this afternoon. And watch out for
Yarra Valley
after 7.30 this morning.
It'll be $1.05.
Couple for Calvin McAvoy going around tonight at the Valley. Calvin, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And just be warned, Matt Jenkins is a good mate of mine. He's a bad judge.
I've just had 1,000 on this thing, Calvin. You can't tell me that.
That's very good for you, Calvin. Race 1, number 3, Quaffany tonight. Last start over 2,000. Will it enjoy the extra 500 metres tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Look, he's been running only okay, sort of really crying out for that distance now. And, you know, he's a horse that has been very effective over the mile and a half, et cetera, before. So we're just taking a bit longer to get in there this time. He's coming off a tie-back surgery a little while back, but he's really crying out for that that trip and a bit of a quick backup trip to Ballarat and now a trip to Mini Valley might just suit him.
And your second runner tonight, race 6, number 2, Resurge, around $6.50 in early markets as well, the 5-year-old Bay Gelding. What can we expect tonight? A couple of placings over the last couple of starts. Can it go a couple better tonight?
Yeah, again, been running only okay. I thought it was sort of just a pass mark the other day. When Jess Eaton pulled the stick through, he really ran away from it. So that's something we'll keep in mind tonight. You probably would have ran second, but, you know, we've got a sticky barrier to contend with tonight. We've taken 3 kilos off, but again, we're sort of just under the impression that hopefully a quick trip, quick turnaround, and maybe some more genuine tempo in these staying races will really suit our two tonight.
Fantastic. If I was to give you a dollar, Calvin, which way are we going?
Quaffany.
Quaffany, all right. Race 1 at number 3, Quaffany there. Good luck, Calvin. Thanks for jumping
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go, Calvin McAvoy, his best tonight. Race 1, number 3, Quaffney.
Marty Sines tipped us, Danny O'Brien,
yes,
in the first.
Yes, so we've got a couple for the
interest.
First. Yes, a couple for the first there. But we are looking at Jacoby Queen as well. Race 8, number 11, a little later on this afternoon at Mornington for David Brightoak and the stable there. So good luck to everyone having a punt today. And we'll, speaking of having a punt, we'll load up next as Dean Lester is about to join us along with Trent Langscale for the Friday form after the news.